In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. A year or so ago, a book title came to me. I don't know if I'll ever write this book, or if I did, even what I would put in the book, but the title has stuck with me. The title is The Power of Negative Thinking. Now, I know what you're thinking. Gosh, that sounds a lot like another book. Back in 1952, Norman Vincent Peale published perhaps the greatest self-help book of all time, a book that changed millions of lives and has been a bestseller for decades. And that book is The Power of Positive Thinking. And it's a great book because it marshals us to move our lives and energy in a positive direction. By positive thinking, we can actually encourage ourselves to move in positive directions, to change our lives for the better. It's a great book, but it doesn't tell the whole story. And that's why this other title's been coming to me, because positive thinking can be great, but it can also blind us sometimes to the uncomfortable things in life, to the difficult things. We can engage in a kind of wishful thinking, where we ignore things that don't fit with the world as we want it to be. It can be a kind of naive optimism instead of real positivity. And that's why the power of negative thinking, I think, can be so important. And that brings us to our Old Testament lesson today. I want you to picture the scene. We have to go back in time and kind of set the stage a little bit. It's the very end of the 6th century BC. The mighty Babylonian Empire has been marching across the Middle East and conquering every nation, and they are just about to conquer Jerusalem and Judah, the southern kingdom. And Jeremiah the prophet has been warning people. I mean, if ever there were a prophet of the power of negative thinking, it's Jeremiah. In fact, there's a word for someone who's always preaching doom and gloom, and that's Jeremiah. A Jeremiad is a crusade of negativity. Well, he was pretty negative, not because he wanted to be, but because he was trying to be faithful to the word of God that had come to him. And God's word had come to him and said, you know what? You're going to be conquered and defeated. People hated Jeremiah's prophecy so much that his life was threatened. People were calling for him to be executed. He even dramatized his prophecy by wearing a big wooden yoke, you know, like oxen would have. He had this big wooden yoke on his shoulders to show that it was God's will that the people submit to the yoke of the Babylonian emperor Nebuchadnezzar. Well, that's Jeremiah in one corner, and in the other corner, we have the Norman Vincent Peale of his time, the prophet of positive thinking, and that was Hananiah. Hananiah was incensed at Jeremiah's negativity. He said, oh, that's ridiculous, Jeremiah. I'm going to give a different prophecy, and my prophecy is that within 2 years, the king, our king, who by that time had been defeated and exiled, the king of Judah, Zedekiah was off somewhere in Babylon, the temple had been torn apart and all of the valuables had been carted off to Babylon. Well, Hananiah said, guess what, folks? Within 2 years, I'm telling you, 2 years, it's all coming back. The king's going to be back, all the temple finery is going to be back, we're going to be restored, Babylon will be defeated, and everything is going to be hunky-dory. The power of positive thinking. Well, Jeremiah says to him, and I think there was some sarcasm in Jeremiah's voice, he said, amen, brother, amen. I wish that that were true. But you know what? All the prophets of old, when they prophesied, it was usually destruction and famine and war. So I'm going to hold off on your happy prophecy, and I'm going to continue to speak the word of God. I'm going to deal, in other words, with reality the way it is. not the way that I wish it would be. I think this is a crucial story for us right now, because we're confronted not with the Babylonian Empire and Nebuchadnezzar, but we're confronted with challenges which are larger than many of us have ever known. The challenge of an economy which is really in shambles. The challenges of a pandemic which is truly far from being over. I just read last Wednesday that we had the largest number of new cases yet. I mean, that's not the curve going down, that's the curve going back up. In the midst of these very difficult challenges, challenges of racial unrest, challenges of economic uncertainty, challenges of a pandemic, we have competing prophets, don't we? There are many people who are being very optimistic right now, and they're saying, you know what, this pandemic is just about done. You know, don't worry about your face mask, don't worry about social distancing. It's basically either it's fake, I've heard that, or it is on the way out, just magically it's going to disappear, and therefore you don't have to worry about it. And we've watched the stock market recover almost completely from its lows in March, as if the economy were back on track, and yet there are still record levels of unemployment, and those may persist for quite some time. People on the top of the pyramid seem to be doing okay. I mean, billionaires seem to be really profiting during this time, but the bottom half of the country is really struggling. And I know you know that. Talking to people in retirement age are pretty okay, but their kids and grandkids have been laid off or trying to cobble together different gig jobs, are really trying to figure out how they're going to make it in this new economy. The prophets of optimism are missing out, I think, on some crucial pieces of evidence. I think it's deep within us to not want to deal with hard truths. And that's why Jeremiah is such an important prophet for us to listen to. Because Jeremiah does not say you're all doomed. He doesn't say you're all doomed. He says, yeah, you're doomed, but you know what? You're doomed for a while. And you know what? The God who is the God of history, the God of the past and present and future, that God has not forsaken you. So don't make up some fake prophecy to make yourself feel good. Don't be Hananiah preaching optimism in the midst of catastrophe. Instead, listen for the voice of God. The God who says, it's going to be hard, and you have work to do. You have work to do in training yourselves to be faithful to God. You have work to do in caring for the widow and the orphan, the stranger and the sojourner. Work to do in creating a society that is more just for all its members. You have work to do in growing in your personal holiness and faithfulness and compassion and love. That's the work that you need to do in good times and sometimes and maybe especially in bad times. And when you do that work, you must know, Jeremiah says, that God is with you. These cataclysms that you endure, these catastrophes, these defeats, these pandemics, these struggles are real and difficult. But think of that yoke that Jeremiah was wearing. The yoke that is ultimately the yoke of the servant of God, that carries on in bad times and good, that is faithful, and that works towards God's ultimate reign of glory. This is what St. Paul is telling us in the scripture today, too. Sin is real. Don't be a slave to sin. Be a slave to righteousness. Struggle within to confront those tendencies in yourself which make you less than God desires. Deal with that spiritual struggle, and you will find the reward, which is eternal life with God. Eternal life, abundant life, the victory beyond all catastrophes is what we strive for, what we seek for, and what we look for. And so in the midst of our times of challenge, I think Jeremiah can teach us what it looks like to be faithful and to be encouraged to the work that we can here and now, to strive to build a more just society for all members, working on efforts to eliminate racism forever from our society, working to help those who are affected by economic downturns, by recessions, by layoffs, reaching out with compassion and finding ways to structure our economy so that all can benefit, not just Jeff Bezos, who I learned may become the world's first trillionaire. That doesn't seem like the best thing for us to be shooting for, but a society that cares for all is something worth working for. And as we confront this pandemic, we can't wish it away, but we can engage in behavior that protects all those in our community. We can wear our masks. We can practice social distancing. We can make sure that we are supporting efforts to find a vaccine, to find treatments, and to care for and pray for those who are our doctors and nurses and frontline workers who are doing what they can to care for all in the midst of this pandemic. Faithfulness, patience, and trust in God are the things that will carry us through. And so today I invite us to think about those two prophets, Hananiah and Jeremiah, and to look within and say, how often am I tempted to go with Hananiah when what God wants me to do is to follow Jeremiah, the difficult prophet of the power of negative thinking, but a negative thinking which leads us ultimately to a deeper trust in God and faith in the ultimate victory of our God.